Hey, they have a Pitch Perfect sequel coming out.
In May.
Sometime, yeah. That's going to be good. I love that. I think, I don't know what it's centered around, but if I was making it, I would center it around, like, freshman orientation.
So, Jess, are your dad and your uncle, are they pretty serious on the radio, or?
My uncle does DJing, and my dad does occasional, like, he used to work for the radio.
Okay.
And my dad used to be a DJ, so.
We're not.
Are we ready to?
Tall grass and lazy hands, tired with lying cold, send me all your seeds. There's too much information. There's too much information.
Buddy, and welcome to Mini Pop, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle,
Jessica.
And as you've heard, we've had a few changes with the Mini Pops. We're going to have a rotating guest of co-host. Jessica Nakuda is going to be joining us from time to time when she's interested in the topics. Michelle Brookman, she'll be joining us whenever she's interested in topics. And we'll also have occasionally some of the regular five joining us as well if they're interested. But these are going to be shows that are going to be kind of in between the lines for the regular episodes so we can have more content and get more information about the reviews for graphic novels, music as we're doing tonight, novels, and movies. And tonight, we are thankful to Carla McDonald of the Muse Box. She supplied the EP, Goodbye Motel. It's entitled People. So we appreciate her doing that for us again. Yep. And we're going to turn it over to April since she is our music reviewer.
Okie dokie, here we go. So Goodbye Motel is made up of, 21-year-old Swedish-Australian singer and guitarist Gustav Strodenstrom. Probably said that wrong, my bad. And two Australians, three Australians, Tom Marks, Scott Piotro, and David Schmidt, and New Yorker Paul Amorese. Those sounded pretty good to me. So.
Sounds good
New
to
York.
Me.
Yeah, they're probably all wrong. It's probably like Paul. It's actually Paul. You said it wrong. And they don't get mad at me.
No. And what was our first drop we just listened to, April?
We just listened to Information, which is one of my personal favorites on there. People CD. And this one only has four on it. Set It Off, Michael, which we'll listen to at the end of the Mini Pop, Graham Robert Calendar, and Information, which we'll just listen to. And I guess they're more of like a techno group.
What do you think, Jess?
I see a lot of techno in it. New Age.
New Age.
Yeah, that's a good way to put them. And New Age stuff, it's either hit or miss with me. And Set It Off, I like the beginning. I like the lyrics. This is kind of a main theme throughout this whole CD. I like all the music. I like all the lyrics. But I don't know if he does some sort of tweaking to his voice, something on the computer to give it a different sound effect, you know, or not. But for some reason, I don't like that. I think it might be something like that because we listened to an acoustic version of Information and it sounded different to me.
Sounded a little different to you?
It sounded a bit different, and I liked that one a lot better.
Hmm. So I've never noticed an electronic feel to his voice, but I haven't had a problem with the voice.
Yeah.
Some of the songs, like the very first one on the EP, what is it, Jessica? Set it off. Had to get a little used to that one. I like the hooks. The choruses on all of them I pretty much like. But these songs, I think Set It Off is actually in a national commercial right now for one of the car chains. I cannot remember which one, so I apologize. So they are getting a little notoriety that way as well.
Yeah. One of their songs, which is like probably the weirdest title I've ever heard for a song, is Graham Robert Calendar. And
Is he hot?
What?
Is he hot?
I don't know. It's a song.
Well, Graham Robert Calendar. Generally, they put calendars out with hot men on it.
It's a last name, as far as I'm concerned. But, no, I don't know if I like this one or not. I was kind of on the line about it. And the very beginning of it, when they start in with the spoken word, I guess. They're not exactly lyrics. They're not singing it, but spoken word, I guess. It kind of reminded me of Prince. When he goes into that, like, dearly beloved, we gather here today.
Jessica's laughing. Did you get that feeling too, Jessica?
I thought the exact same thing.
Same thing.
Love Prince, so.
Of course.
That's like the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, Prince, what?
Well, I tried Googling the actual name, and I never really did come up with anything. So I don't know. I tried Australia as well. Put that in the Google search, and unless it's somebody from a local community or Sweden or somewhere, I don't know if it's just a made-up name and they just attached it. I'm not sure.
It's weird. So.
It's somebody's great uncle's grandfather.
Maybe maybe it's just a name.
Maybe they pulled it out of a hat.
Yep,
it's a good place to pull it.
Or some songs we learned on.
That's right.
Rock of Ages. Yes.
It's who did that?
I think it was
Sugar.
Sugar on Me, who did that song?
Def Leppard.
They pulled it out of a hat. That's what they said on that, which I think is freaking awesome. Yep,
they just pulled lyrics and then put them together and away they
David
went.
David Bowie used to do that.
Yeah, so
newspaper clippings, whatever the headline was.
And that's rearrange the song. Them. There you go.
If you can sing the newspaper.
Well, and I like them. My personal favorite song is number 2, which is Michael. I just really like all the lyrics and the music, and I think it's the best song on the album for me.
I liked it with the hook. It was, what was it? You might get put down, but you got to pick yourself back up, basically.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes. Pick yourself up and keep going. And Logan, co-host of the regular episodes with us, he kind of had an interesting point of view because the first part is about Michael coming out of the flames, the fire and stuff. And because we were kind of discussing this again, is the Michael supposed to represent you as the listener being within the song, or just you can picture it as somebody else? And he said, well, what if it's the Archangel Michael? Because he was in the ball of fire at the beginning and everything. So, but I haven't gone back to listen to the whole song to see if that really connects. But
I always see a person. I never put myself in Michael's spot or whoever's spot. I always see myself looking at Michael.
Did you like songs like that? Jess?
No, I really liked Set It Off. I don't know why. Maybe it was just the
dim drums. That percussion.
That must be it.
It was. I really did like that percussion.
So I really actually did like that track.
Mm-hmm. In our band, we have a percussion break in one of the songs we're doing, and it sounds awesome. It really does. Mom and Dad just listened to it.
True.
Mom already forgot.
One of the ones I liked because a lot of it has piano in it, too. And you don't hear a lot of pop bands with piano. So, and again, I've kind of mentioned this before, seems like the European and Austrian, the foreign countries are blending in more instruments, because even the first one had a violin mixed in, unless they were doing it with a keyboard, which is possible, but they still had that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Where our American audience is straying away from the instrumentations.
If I'd put them as poppy, like an indie techno new age, but I don't know if I'd put them as poppy per se.
Well, you had a observation the other day, Michelle, about what they said, who they sounded like.
You
too.
I remembered something.
Actually, after listening to one of their songs, it was kind of reminiscent of their singing. So, and I think they said they're spending part of their time going back and forth from New York to, this is Sydney, I think.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
So,
dang.
I wouldn't want to make that trip.
Oh, I would want to make it. I love flying and traveling and all that, but God, is that expensive? No, and if
they get a sponsor, that might be helping them.
Yeah.
Don't know.
If you do want to check them out on their website, it's goodbyemotel.com. It's bye, like B-Y-E. Goodbye. Yeah, BYE. And motel, instead of hotel, it's with an M, monkey butt. That's how you spell it.
Okay.
Well, you know how they say B is for boy, M's for monkey butt.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is just me, but I went to their website, you know, to see if I could get a little more information on them, and it's hard to get information on these guys. And
I think they had one album previous to this, if I remember that right.
Maybe I don't.
It was on that one sheet I gave you with the long list of stuff.
You'd have to look at it. I'm looking up their website right now.
Did you highlight it?
But no. And I like how people are trying to do. Okay, they got this logo on here. There's that blue circle, and it looks like a Venn diagram with a red. And literally, first thing I thought of was MasterCard. That's the very first thing I thought of.
It's a MasterCard trip.
That really is the first thing I thought of. And I get how on their webpage they're trying to modernize it and everything. But when I go to the webpage and the first thing I see is just complete black, and then their face is kind of like 3D.
Psychedelic.
Yeah, yep. 70s or whatever.
Holographic.
Kinda, holographic, yeah. That's the word.
And then it took me a while to get to the menu button. And, you know, when you click on it, and it goes down to 4D, which is something, news, music, tour, and it goes to all that stuff. But
is it easy to navigate?
It's not too bad. They have the links
up top. It's easy once you figure out where it is. I mean, I like to see a bit more of a home page, you know? And, like, tell us what you're doing. Put some of those tour dates in, like, a little box or something, you know? Because, honestly, if I wasn't actually looking for something here, I'd be like,
yeah,
who just hacked me? Like, that's weird.
More user-friendly.
Yeah.
Well, one of these, I mentioned the album. It's not, they don't actually have an album out already that's already been produced. It's going to be called If, and it's going to be out sometime in 2014. I haven't heard if it's out yet. It does not give a specific month, so it might be later in the year. But the producer was Kevin Killian, and some of the people he's produced is YouTube, Peter Gabriel, and Kate Bush. So
no wonder.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of
the
sound.
None of them are my favorites.
Now let's talk about the case.
Yeah, the case is pretty nice, really, I thought.
I think it's cool. The picture's a bit weird.
The Burning Man.
Somebody taking a picture of a Burning Man.
With water
coming down. Put them out.
I'm the other
guy. I get the water. I get the guy on fire, kind of. I don't get the guy that's on the phone. I guess it's supposed to mean like the...
He's taking a picture.
No, he's taking a Snapchat. Oh my gosh. No, but I guess it's supposed to like mean like the new generation. Like maybe I'm just reading too much into a random person taking a picture of it.
The guy is actually in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
So it might be a form of self-expression where they're saying, don't be so stiff, loosen up. Because one of the places where the EP was recorded was actually at a beachfront property. So they were kind of loose and good probably.
I read into it like if somebody's in trouble, like if something bad's going down, the first thing we do is start videoing it and start taking pictures, get behind that screen instead of helping them.
Which could allude to their
information
song. But
I'm a horrible person, so that could also be a reason why I go to that.
No, I can see it.
You know,
and it could be an allusion to their information song because they always say TMI because they want all the secrets, but then they get too much information and then... I think later on in the lyrics it says, later in life,
I want
laugh
to know
about
everything
it,
in moderation.
Yeah, but everything's out there electronically anymore.
And I really like their inside
montage.
Yeah, on the inside cover. That is so cool of like just pictures from their travel.
From a distance, it just looks busy. But if you like, we're actually like,
yeah, but if you're like putting in the CD, yeah, like
you're
like, oh,
you can see it's different photos.
It is, and it's really cool. It's like all the photos from like their travels and just like really casual. The one thing I would criticize is instead of their names being in this little block, really small, I would put it on the back, maybe.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, because we were looking for their names, you know, when we got the CD and Mom had to hunt it down.
I found it.
Mom found something.
They were not hidden.
It's just really small.
It's just, yeah, it just takes a while to get to it. And I'm all about quick and easy. Other than that, yeah, just a bit, maybe too minimal, I guess you could say.
But for the cover?
No, just in general.
Well, I would say for just your average music fan, definitely go up. If you like the songs, test them out on iTunes or your catcher that you use and download the ones you like. Since they're coming out with the album, If, more than likely these four songs and additional ones will be later.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this would be one that I would say... And you can, if you feel differently or anybody feels differently, you'll have to test it and see what you think about it before you purchase. And this is one that for libraries, if it's a smaller library, they probably, if somebody wants it, they can interlibrary loan it. The bigger libraries that have music collections, I don't think it'd be too bad of a... I liked his voice. It took a little bit for me to get used to the instrumental.
It's not something that I would usually listen to it, but I love it.
I like it, yeah. And that's why I like doing all this, because then you get introduced to so much more music that's out there that you never really knew that you'll actually like. Because I like a lot of music. And still a lot of music that I don't know if I like.
I didn't like it.
You didn't? Didn't
care much for it?
No, I don't like you two either.
Oh, okay. So is this a deep-rooted hate?
It's a snoozer.
That's just manifesting. It's been sleeping inside you, and all of a sudden, Goodbye Motel has awakened the beast of hate.
No, it's not even that. I just did not like it so much.
What don't you like?
The fact that I can't remember it.
You can't remember anything. I'm actually being serious right now. She can't.
True.
Like, I've learned that if I want to get something done, more often than not, if you tell mom, it will not get done.
See, I taught her independence.
But then I won't do it because I'm lazy. So I'll just go be like, eat a potato or something. But like, nope, not doing that.
Do you see teens listening to this, though, or more adults?
I see more mature teens listening to this.
To adult age?
Yeah.
Kind of in that range? I do, too. I don't see young teens
getting into it. Yeah.
No, this, okay.
It's kind of on that borderline of, yeah, I've got to have a really specific taste for it, you know? And you don't, it's not too specific, but you kind of have to have the right mind for it, I guess.
The right mind?
Yeah.
Does it have to be off or on?
Sleep mode.
Off kilter or on kilter? Unless there's anything else, Jessica, Michelle, any other comments?
No.
Be sure to check them out at goodbyemotel.com is their website. They also have a Facebook page if you want to go there and like them. And you can listen to their music on their website as well. YouTube has some of their songs as well if you want to look in the videos they've done for them. And again, their album If will be out later in 2014. And again, thank you to Carla McDonald for supplying us with the EP. And hopefully if we can work something out, see if we can possibly get them on for a visit with us. So again, we appreciate Carla doing that for us. And we are having fun out here. We hope everybody out there is having fun as well.
Bye.
Have a good one, everybody.
All right. Say bye.
Bye. Bye.
Seriously, I'm going to hurt someone.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.